Man who terrorized NYC McDonald's with axe arrested again, released without bail again. By Ethan Lechtman on October 12, 2022. The axe-wielding man who terrorized a New York City McDonald's and was released without bail in September was arrested again for allegedly spray-painting graffiti, stealing a bike, and evading police. He was also released the next day without bail again. According to the New York Post, Michael Palacios, 31, was spotted by police at around 5:40 p.m. Sunday spray-painting graffiti behind 69 2nd Avenue in the Gowanus neighborhood of Brooklyn. When officers approached the suspect, the 31-year-old reportedly stole an expensive bike from a nearby coffee shop and led officers on a chase before he was eventually caught. Palacios was found in possession of graffiti paraphernalia and was also accused by police of having been involved in another graffiti-released incident in June in Queens. Per the Post, Palacios was charged with grand larceny, two counts of criminal mischief, possession of stolen property, making graffiti and possession of graffiti instruments. In connection with the summer graffiti incident, he was charged with additional counts of making graffiti and possession of graffiti instruments. However, the 31-year-old was released the following day without bail. Palacios's recent arrest comes after he was the subject of a viral video that showed him terrorizing a Lower Manhattan McDonald's in mid-September. Footage of the incident shows three men assaulting Palacios before he grabs an axe out of his backpack and starts smashing objects inside the restaurant, including shattering a glass wall, Breitbart News reported. He is also seen hitting a man in the head and pointing the weapon at a terrified young woman. At the time, Palacios was arrested and charged with fourth-degree criminal mischief and possession of a weapon for his alleged role in the attack. However, he was released without bail within hours after being booked. After being free to walk the streets, Palacios claimed in an interview with the Post that he was not unhinged while insisting he showed composure. Palacios later questioned why there were calls for him to remain in jail. "Everybody's talking about how I should be in jail," he said. "I did my 18 hours, bro. What else do you want? Why do I have to be in jail? I'm not going to make it a race thing just because I'm big and black." At the beginning of 2020, New York implemented bail reform laws that eliminated cash bail for most offenses, which many observers and locals had blamed for the rise in violent crime in the city, such as the McDonald's axe attack. Major crime in the Big Apple has increased by 31.8% since last year, with assaults also rising by 15.1%, according to NYPD crime statistics. Following September's McDonald's axe attack, New York Republican nominee for Governor Lee Zeldin tweeted, "Just another day in Kathy Hochul's New York. After we fire Hochul on November 8, we are taking back our streets." Zeldin has been highly critical of New York's bail reform laws and has even suggested he might declare a state of emergency to fix them, Breitbart News reported. You can follow Ethan Lechtman on Twitter at @EthanLechtman.